we used to go to that one in next to the market.
Yeah.
And she used to have starters. Well, she'd have a bread starter. And then she'd say round two and round three. And
oh, yeah.
Just to fill a belly with it. But I used to get this orange sauce on it.
Yeah.
And her fingers were covered in it. She used to go to work for the rest of the week with orange fingers.
And I often think if they kind of x-rayed you, what you would look like with that sauce. And so it's if you have it as a takeaway in the next day, and you see it like it's all congealed, and it's just like, oh, that's wrong. It's just not healthy, but it tastes good.
I had mandarins at the end, didn't I?
Oh, a bit of fruit, That was one of the first in Leeds, wasn't it? So it's quite a novelty when that was there.
I think so.
And it's cheap in the daytime, isn't it, Dad? We've been in the daytime, didn't we? Remember when Martin, he sucked that pint quite quick?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Martin with a dog.
Cheap as well, isn't it? If you do it justice.
Yeah, well, I think it's only about £4 or £5 during the day. Might be 7 or 8 at night.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody told me that they're all the Chinese families in Leeds chipped in.
Right.
And all that.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they have it in terms that wait it out. Wait it on and that.
Yeah.
Cooking. So, yeah, it's good. Can I get market?
Yeah, next to the bus station. Yeah. Or near the bus station.
Yeah, the bus station's kind of at the back of the market, and then this is at the top of the market. So, yeah, it's that area of town. Yeah. I've never done an Indian buffet. I'm never quite sure about mixing curries. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you ever go to one, there's one at Cleckheaton.
Right.
And it's a big church. It's been converted. And they give you these box of matches, and it says on it, the biggest Oriental, biggest Asian restaurant in the world.
Right.
You go in there, it's all lighted down two sizes, these stainless steel containers.
Yeah.
You help yourself.
I think it'd probably be good for me to go, because I always kind of quite stuck in the routine when I go for a curry. I always end up getting the same thing.
What they have these lamb chops, marinated. Oh, they are fantastic.
Yeah.
I use that 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So I'm stuck in routine. I tend to get a vegetable bouillon or a chicken dansak.
That's nice, dansak.
You used to get that, didn't you?
Yeah,
it's like more lentily, isn't it? It's a bit thicker.
So do you cook a lot for yourself, Catherine?
I wouldn't say I cook as in I'm creative. I will have a jacket potato with something from the freezer with it, so some breaded chicken or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a stir fry occasionally, because that's just put it all in the pan, aren't you? Or pasta's the same. Sure, stuff in the pan. But I'm not fancy and fat in the kitchen. Just get on with it.
Do you ever cook a joint then on a Sunday?
No, she goes to her parents for that.
Half past six, go to my mum's.
Yeah. Where do they live?
Going out towards Weatherby.
Yeah,
from around 6:30 on a Sunday night. It's open door, but my mum's go around.
I should try it sometime.
Feed Street.
Do you know the address?
Yeah.
I've been there once.
And
what they eat them out of when I came?
Potato wedges.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, a friend of Catherine.
Yeah.
She says you do a nice...
For anyone tonight. You're squeezing a Sunday lunch, aren't you?
You can't invite me without asking them.
Oh, it's open door policy.
No, you...
Go on.
As long as you don't eat my Yorkshires.
No, I don't want Yorkshires.
A Yorkshire dog. My mum always overestimates. There's always loads left. Not loads left, but sufficient left at the end.
Age bracket, didn't it, that generation? Good food.
Yeah.
So you read a paper this week?
One or two, yes. A couple used to come in to see their father. He's moving on to another ward. They used to bring me a paper in. On Friday nights, they take their two lads to McDonald's. They bring me a milkshake, a banana milkshake. But last night they didn't tell them.